doke. So yeah, so you know, when P25 was a thing, it was a thing. I mean, it was we kept it warm, as Lance says. We had some fun with it, and then the network fell apart, and you know, I thought I would be getting it back online. Short order. The repeaters worked in P25 mode, standalone, for until just recently, until some of my most recent changes. So it's not like it was gone, but it's like, well, what's the point of that? You know, just a standalone P25 repeater. And yeah, so I got another one going in, and in fact, I got the thing all up pretty. I got it 90%, now 80. Let's call it 80% done. I was, in fact, I was talking on it yesterday and today a little bit. It's in the shop on a dummy load. Right now I want to make absolutely sure the networking portion is done. I got to go through it. And once I'm certain that the networking is not going to be an issue and that, I may have that thing up online this week still, because there's really nothing keeping me. Everything's there waiting for it. I just drop it right in where the previous 2.6 was, and away it goes. And then I got a receiver. I got a satellite receiver that I'm going to probably put in Mount Clemens for it. So now, what do you got to do? Just wait and watch. You know, I wouldn't rush out to do anything. It's a niche thing, and radio elitists use it. So we welcome you to that club if you want. But I wouldn't rush yet. You know, I've never felt that P25 was a viable option for most amps. I love the hell out of it. And I can't wait to get it up and running again. But, you know, in a bit, we'll see.